Hi, this is Gatrad, and you're watching Thorin's YouTube channel.
This is a chicken on a skateboard. Now that's crazy. But what's crazier is being able to get 10% off a delicious sugar-free energy formula just by using my name. Cluck, cluck. Like you were in the know and arriving at some sort of secret club and that was the password. So use the code Thorin, Thorin, for 10% off your order of Gamersops. Look to the chicken, my friends. He's telling you to sop. Now, Valve has announced there will be no fall major this year. Obviously, CS2's coming out. So that means the next major is spring next year, 2024, which means it will be in CS2. I've done a video about initial thoughts on CS2. So not only will Blast Paris Major, the one that's coming up, be the 19th CSGO Major, we'll never get to 20, and it's going to be the last CSGO Major, because we'll be in CS2. That in itself has so much significance. Maybe I'll make a separate video about that. Like, immediately off the top of my head, now that Carrigan's got his Major, and Simple's got his Major, obviously, like, for Nico, this is enormous. For Ziwu, even though he's had less of a career. For Elige, this is huge to try and win a CSGO Major when you're one of the all-time great players. Even for people who've won one. For Carrigan, for Simple, it would mean so much to have that second major on the resume. But it's even worse when you consider how inconsistent major scheduling has been and how it skews history. Because when CSGO ends, that means over the last 4 years of competition, there will only have been 4 majors. Now, there have been 18 majors, and Blast will be the 19th, but a lot of people won't realise that CSGO's been out for 10 years plus. So how does 18 divide into 10? Well, the point is, if it was 9 years, just 2 majors a year, right? Consistent schedule. And then you have the year, you know what, maybe you have 9 plus, oh, it's the year where we're all online and we couldn't play majors. That must explain it, right? It was 2 per year. That's not how it went at all. Let's go and look at it. As you see at the bottom there, DreamHack Winter 2013, that was the first major. But look, it takes place in November of 2013. CSGO came out around, like, what, July or August or something? It was in the summer of 2012. So over a year into the game, there wasn't a major, and then you got DreamHack Winter. And also, after that though, then you got this awesome schedule where we used to have, for 2 years, 3 majors a year. So look, you had, in 2014, you had Katowice, Cologne, DreamHack Winter. In 2015, you had Katowice, Cologne, DreamHack Open, Inclusion of Poker. Then, and by the way, to be fair, the prize money, as you'll notice also, look, the whole prize pool is $250,000. And first place was only $100,000. But that was huge back then. No tournament at 100K for first place. It was the biggest tournament in the world. Even 250K prize pool was big. That's why HLTV, originally when they made the big events tab and the whole judgment of, like, is someone an elite player and team? That's why TSM players used to get flamed even if they could win small tournaments against anyone. Was, did you win a 250K or more prize pool tournament? So a major or a major equivalent level tournament. That used to be the dividing line. So it was a big deal back then. Then, in 2016, as you'll see, from Columbus onwards, we got not only $1 million majors in terms of the prize pool, which I also talked about in the past, but you also got 2 majors a year. So for the next 4 years, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, we had a nice, consistent schedule of 2 majors per year. And even then, I used to say, kind of BS if you already were at your prime in the 2 a year, and the other people, the old school people, got 3 a year for 2 straight years. They had loads more chances than you. So you look, you had Columbus and Cologne in 2016, you had Atlanta and Krakow in 2017, you had Boston and London in 2018, and you had Katowice and Berlin in 2019. And there was also context as to why that wasn't a big deal as a change, because at the time, the qualification system wasn't just an online qualifier into, like, all the Legends Invited. Like, the Legends Invited still kept going for a while, but now we made the qualification system way better. So now we had, like, minors as well as a LAN qualifier. We got a LAN qualifier, then we got minors as well as a LAN qualifier, now we have RMRs. Like, we expanded the cycle out, and we made, like, that roster lock eligibility thing across the whole cycle, hence why, like, Kirby couldn't play for Astralis at ESL1 Cologne 2016, but because he'd played it in the beginning and, like, the minor qualifier or something with Dignitas, who we used to play with MSL, obviously. So at the time, the logic was the cycles are now too long to have 3 a year. So you're like, okay, as long as we keep the 2 a year at the big money. Then in 2020, obviously, we had to go online. So there was no major. IEM Rio was cancelled, had to be held literally 2 years later. Then in 2021, so you can see the cancel one, we had a major finally, right? We had to wait until October of that year. So we lost almost 2 years, and we got PGL Major Stockholm. And finally we had one. At least though, They doubled the prize money, as they were going to do for Rio, by the way. They doubled it to $2 million to sort of make up for that a bit if you were one of the players that did well. Also, by the way, it was the biggest major ever in terms of, like, viewership. I worked that major. That was my last major that I actually worked in CSGO, it looks like. We got back, finally, last year, to two majors a year. Awesome. We had Antwerp, we had Rio. They were million-dollar majors. They were great majors. Look, there were some whack things about the IM Rio major, but the idea of having a major was very big, and the fact they got everyone there, didn't seem to have visa problems. It's great to get back to two a year. Now we get one for this year, and there's not really any explanation. Like, I know CS2's coming out. Why can't the first CS2 major be in the fall or the winter? Now, look, I get it. This is why people bid way in advance. You have to rent the stadium. Sometimes those have to rent a year in advance. It costs a lot of money to put a deposit down. Supposedly the other major is going to be in China, and we're all supposed to pretend there's nothing going on there, but there's a reason why you can't have a major in China right now, and certainly doesn't look like you'll be able to later. So there's all that little dance of PR and optics that people do with esports. But okay, the problem is you could have this major in like Serbia, or you could have this can't have in the USA obviously, or China. You could have this major again in Sweden or something, or in Poland, kind of eats everyone goes. We've all been to all these venues. You could have a major, they're just choosing not to, and quite frankly it looks to me like they're also using like, hey, we gave your CS2 as a reason you're not supposed to criticize him. Like, where's the major though for this year? And he's supposed to act like it's just all right. But what sucks the most about this is the impact it's going to have on people's careers. Because people look at majors like they look at rings and titles in sports like basketball and NFL, also team sports. Imagine if some years in the NFL or NBA, and some fans didn't know this, there had somehow been two or three NFL titles that you could have won in a year back in time, but then now you can only win one or zero in certain years. But then no one knows that that was the distribution. So they argue like, well, Montana had four rings and you only have one ring. But it's like, but I only had a chance at three though, and he played in many. And it'd be like, that would be unfair as fuck, wouldn't it? Like, you'd be like, what the hell? Now, when your career was, when you actually had your career in CS, when your prime was, when you had a good team, now become enormous factors in how many majors you can win and how many it's reasonable to judge your career a success or a failure on based on the number of majors you won. People, by the way, barely consider those factors when even having normal GOAT/great player debates. But this means before we can even get into the names, we can automatically say conclusively, aside from prize money, being around earlier in your career in your prime and your best teams was way better for your chances to stack CSGO majors. Like, if you look back here, if you'd played your prime only from 2012 to 2015, start of the game, there wasn't even one for the first year, and then till the end of 2015, yeah, it sucks that you lost that first year and you didn't get as much money. You had a crack at 9 majors in 3.5 years. Meanwhile, if you'd played 2016 to 2019, 4 years, you got more prize money, but you only had a crack at 8 majors in 4 years. I just said the others got a crack at 9 majors in 3.5 years. Then if you'd played 2020 in your prime and best teams to 2023, the last major, you would have had a chance at 4 majors in 4 years. That's obviously going to massively affect how we judge the great players, isn't it? Like, think of the players. Go over here and look over here at who's in the finals, who's having a chance at these tournaments, who was like a contender, who's on good teams at these times. That means when NIP have that amazing streak where they made the first 5 major finals and they won one, ESL and Clone, arguably the most fluky one. When they did that, right, that was a time span from the first major they played of 1.5 years to get into 5 major finals. I just told you that the last 4 years, there really were 4 majors. Do you know how different it is to be in your prime and have a great team and be a great player for 4 years instead of 1.5 years? And by the way, by the last major they had there, they, even though they could have won it, they were already dropping off heavily. If they'd had to go 4 or 5 years to get to those, they wouldn't have made that many major finals. Meanwhile, if you're simple, your best teams, look, you're so amazing you got to a major final before this, but your best teams came 2018 to now, right? And that means, ignoring the major that's coming up, you would have had a chance at, I think so, you would have had a chance at 7 majors so far in 8 years. And by the way, he still won one. He still has some of the best stats ever at the major. He still has a really great record of making the playoffs, going deep. Snacks is Virtus Pro, one of the all-time great teams and contenders. They won the second major ever, EMS on Katowice. Now, they actually played with the same lineup at the previous major. People don't know that. Universal Soul, just look it up, went out in the group stage. And they made their last playoffs at a major, they went into the semifinals, at Krakow 2017. So that means Snacks was a contender for 10 majors over 3.5 years or something like that. Right, Nico didn't get a team capable of winning a major until that major, PGL Cracker, when he had Faze. And so he's had 8 chances at majors. Snacks had 10 in 3.5. Nico's had 8 chances at majors in almost 6 years. And by the way, like Simple, he's so insanely good. He's still on top. Did Snacks stay on top for 6 years? Did he fuck? The Astralis core was TSM back in 2015 in the 3 year majors in a year era. And then they were amazing later with different lives. Is it any wonder they have the most titles in history? The Fnatic players that won the first major. Remember, I wouldn't call them a core because I'd say all of my stars to be in the core, Crims. But the three players that were a trio that stayed later, Flusher, JW and Pronax, right? They have the second most titles in history. Well, no wonder they began at the beginning. They played the more, like tons of majors in a short span of time. Make fun of Brazilians and Luminosity and SK all you want and laugh or do the no FX, no major. They only had a legit crack because they only got good for MG Columbus. They only had a legit crack at 6 to 7 majors over 3.5 years because they were washed by that last one, Face It, which they shouldn't even really have made it to that far, but whatever they did, and they got a lucky bracket, fair enough. Simple, Nico, and Ziwu are all somewhat handicapped by this distribution when you consider their careers. Ziwu, by the way, very much so, because his second year of his prime, his peak, his excellent career, was the absent year with no majors. That's such a robbery. Axile, Shiro, Robs, K. Serato, Stown, they're mega super changed. Some of these guys didn't even get a crack at majors, really, until after the online period where we've just had like 4 in 4 years and we haven't even had the fourth yet. Debates are going to be spoiled by this, I'm telling you right now. People will just look at absolute number of rings, titles, majors won, and they won't care about the other context. They won't care about how long it, like, essentially, people like Nico and Simple were playing on nightmare mode. And by that logic, like, Pronax, Snacks, Get Right, were playing on easy mode. Now, still, it's still hard to win a major, but you see what I mean? In terms of the number of chances they had. So, to me, it's actually nonsense, this whole thing. It's actually spoiling CS history. I know some of the reasons why. I know certain things like 2020 and part of 2021 were maybe out of Valve's control. Not entirely. And quite frankly, how do you even take that position now? Knowing, by the way, that essentially a lot of things were nonsense. And if you ever looked into it, there was always places you could have potentially gone, things you could have done. Like the idea, by the way, it's just because of that you only had 4 in 4 years. That only affected like a year and a half. That didn't even affect this last couple of periods. It definitely doesn't affect this year. And also, spoiler, in spring of 2021, you could have just held a major in certain countries. There were certain countries people were going to for boot camps. You could have had a major there. And obviously, that doesn't apply at all to this year. Minus if it was going to be held in the US or China, who have their own things that we're not supposed to talk about. It's why you can't have the major. So unfortunately, I do think this puts a dampener on CS history when you compare rings, you try and have the goat debate. People aren't going to do a very good job factoring this in, I'll tell you right now. And they're going to act like Fnatic and the Astralis guys are just unbeatable. And people like Simple just think, well, why didn't they get as many rings? They didn't even have the chance at them. And also, it's an inhuman thing to ask someone to be like the absolute best for like 6 or 7 years when you had to be the absolute best for like 2 or 3 or 1.5 sometimes. That just seems cruel and unusual punishment. The Beatles said they get by with a little help from their friends, but I get by with a little help from my Patreon community. And this video was kindly supported by Matt Pugnaccio Rakula, Ahmed Haju, Bot Pounder 420, Toucan, Animosity, Tobias Bernasconi, Jensen Gore, Tosh, and a special thanks always goes out to my main man, Jerky's Minion. Would you like to ask me a question in my monthly video AMA? Do you want teasers to find out who are the upcoming guests? Maybe you want to take part in one of those lengthy but intense esports discussions I have with my donators, or maybe you want to suggest a guest or a topic that I could cover. Well, if any of those tickle your fancy, put your money where your mouth is and join the Skrilluminati today, where in the description box below there is a Patreon link.